Daniel's Shop Best. You can compare it to all the other deals you can find around town. Bring your best deal to them, and they'll beat it on any new car in stock at Landers Ford and Benton. Get down there and get you a Saline County deal. Look, my criticism of Marshawn Powell in the last segment was somewhat tongue-in-cheek. I understand that he's not going to give us a straight answer on some of these things, especially not to Trey Schaap. And again, I want people to lie to Trey Schaap. I want people to mislead him. I find it amusing. Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Daniel Vent in Little Rock says, please cover Arkansas Pro Day. Big Baby, what's going on at Pro Day?
Currently, the standings on Pro Day are all blank because it doesn't start till 12:30.
Look, I don't want excuses from you either. I want answers. I want to know what's going on at Pro Day, and I don't care if they haven't started or not. Did I ask if they started, or did I ask what the results were?
Okay, I'll keep looking.
I love Big Baby. Okay, so if we get something in by the end of the show, we'll let you know. Chris Kane has finally arrived. Apparently got lost in the mail. Good to have you, my friend.
Had to take a couple segments for GMA. I'm back.
You know what? Your stupid TV job is really getting in the way of our relationship, Kane.
Well, you know what? Why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
I'm having a rough 24-hour period here, my friend.
What time did you get home last night?
I actually didn't leave till 3 o'clock this morning.
You left at 3, so you woke up on my time.
Yeah, I like to do a I'd rather get a power nap, for a little 3-4-hour power nap, and then drive as opposed to try to drive all night and then sleep for 5 hours.
Okay.
I don't do well at night. I can get up early in the morning and as the sun comes up, but
you're not nocturnal.
Yeah, late at night, forget it. I'm gonna wrap my car around a bridge abutment. It's just not a good move.
That is
for me.
Not a good idea at all. No. I'm glad you made it back safe. How was the Music City?
Especially since I borrowed the Traverse from my friends at Landers Chevrolet. So
good,
that would have
been
a really bad move. Tim would have been extremely disappointed in me. Nashville's fantastic. Have you spent much time there?
I've only spent a little time there, a couple days here and there, but I really haven't gotten to see the city, but heard great things. It's beautiful. Obviously, I've driven through it. It's beautiful.
I'm going to take my wife over there. It is a great town, and it's all centrally located. I think the SEC should do... I mean, I'm not an Atlanta fan, so I'm a little bit biased, but I think the SEC should do the right thing and put it in Nashville every single year. It's nice and centrally located.
Yeah.
And by centrally located, I mean for the SEC, and also everything's right around the arena. Bars, restaurants, everything you need is right there. The SEC fanfare is right across the street at the convention center.
Perfect.
They need to lock it down.
They do. So what's the deal on this? Is this just a one-year thing? Do they rotate?
Somebody
because
said
it was
that,
New Orleans last year, correct?
Right, and it's going to Atlanta next year and maybe for a couple years, but it is coming back to Nashville at some point. They are building a brand new, unbelievably impressive, and I was telling my GM about it. He's an architecture guy. A brand new convention center across from the area. So it's like
in Nashville.
There's Commerce Street, and then there's the convention centers on Commerce Street, and across from that is the arena, Bridgestone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then if you keep going on the other side, the next street down, right across the street from the arena is the new convention center.
Beautiful.
It is unbelievable, and it's right across from the Country Music Hall of Fame.
You can't beat it. Everything right there,
dude. It's amazing. It really is. It's a great, 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 great setup. And oh, by the way, the Palm. A national steak chain restaurant is right across from the arena, one of my all-time favorites.
I'm guessing you went there.
I didn't, actually. We tried a local place called Jerry Kelly's, which I had recommended to me by Gino and a couple other people. And I had a filet stuffed with a cream cheese, blue cheese combo thing that they sort of chill, and then they stuff it in the middle, and it sort of melts. Oh, baby.
Oh, my.
It was pretty ridiculous.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was insane.
Excellent.
All right. J5 says, Justin, what do you expect Marshawn to say? I don't know if you heard the interview, Chris.
So I did. I heard it on the way over.
He says, any and everything he says is scrutinized by the media, not to mention Trey Schaap is one of the most annoying interviewers at the Buzz. I'm curious as to how you would have handled the questioning. I would have asked the same exact things that Trey asked. In fact, I thought he did a really good job with Marshawn after the game. My thing is to say, and this, look, I understand saying the day before the game, the day of the game, I haven't thought about it. I'm focused on playing Vanderbilt. I'm thinking about, but after the game, when it's over, You don't give me this, I haven't thought about it. Of course you have. There are millions of dollars at stake for you potentially, or at least hundreds of thousands if you decide to go play overseas. So
yeah.
It's silly to say I haven't thought about it. I mean, at least tell me, hey, look, I've thought about it, I'm evaluating. And again, it's a little nitpicky. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I don't think he's coming back. I hope he does, though. And, you know, it was funny because I talked to a couple of old guys, well, senior media guys. We'll call them Rick Schaefer and Wally Hall to protect their anonymity.
I've heard of them.
And they said, you know, basically, hey, look, he's 23, and, you know, he had a good year. If he's going to go, now's a good time. And I can see that
okay.
for him.
I could see that.
And, you know, look, you have to, you sort of have that you have to look at both ends of it because you want what's best for the program, but you also want what's best for the kid. And probably
sure.
The best thing for him, he's not going to do a whole lot better, I don't think, next year. Maybe he would have
he might, because if the help coming in allows him to open up his game a little bit more and he doesn't have to be the big man down low, which we don't want him to be, then right. Maybe it would benefit him to come back. And I think we can all agree it would benefit him, but those older guys make a good point, is when you have a good year, you have to take advantage of that, and you can't risk getting injured. This is a guy with injury issues in the past that you don't want to risk coming back and injuring yourself, and then you throw out of your name out of the hat altogether.
Right.
Another thing, going back to him saying, I haven't thought about it, these guys are kids. Their dream is to play in the NBA. It always has been, always will be. Of course they've thought about it. I'm with you. I wish he would have just said, he didn't have to say, I haven't thought about it. Just say, I'm focused on the game. You don't have to address it at all. Just say, I'm focused on the game.
But after the game.
And then after the game, all you say is, hey, I'm still evaluating.
Right.
That's all you have to say.
Well, I do want to clear up one thing for him. They're not going to the NIT, so he doesn't have to worry about staying on campus.
No, I don't think so.
And if he's going to go pro, he doesn't have to worry about upsetting Coach Anderson if he doesn't hang around. So you can go ahead and, I don't know what his spring break plans would be, but go ahead and do whatever that is. Anyway, I hate to see him go, and I certainly hate to see him go out on a game that was below his ability level.
Sure. And you know what? Let's make it clear, though. He's not leaving. And he did post on Twitter after, I believe, the last game against A&M that he was coming back. And I think that was more of an emotional, hey, I'm coming back. I want to come back next year. And he posts that on Twitter. I'm not sure if it was taken down or not.
You sure you didn't mean coming back for the Vanderbilt game?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Well, he posted that, and you know, he got a lot of feedback on it. But at the same time, it could have been just an emotional reaction to a win to end the season.
Yeah. I'm being a little nitpicky, and I'm doing it by design to some degree.
Of course.
So it's fine. I'd like to see him come back, but I don't think he's come back. And I don't think BJ's come back either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Jamie's in Atkins. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Just, you know what? It's baseball season. I'm trying to focus on the positives.
Exactly. And I hate to bring this back up again. You know, you guys were talking about Powell and Young leaving. Hey, you know, let me give them a little piece of advice here. Stay and get your degree, because you're not going to the NBA. You're not going to make it even in Europe.
Now, Powell, Powell's interesting there, because since Powell has been there for so long, he might have already I'm not exactly sure, but he could be well within graduating.
He may have.
BJ,
I don't
though,
know that's true,
yeah.
But let's just face reality, guys. They're not NBA quality.
No, but I do think there's money to be made. They can definitely play in Europe. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah, I guess you can go back and get your degree later. Mm-hmm, but, you know, guys, you know, all you got to do is listen to Powell and the way, you know, his body language. Last night he looked like he was loafing on the floor. You know, just non-enthused about the game and he's just not ready. He's just and B.J. Young, you know, his shot looks like it comes out of a catapult. I mean, it's ridiculous. you know, remember when Scottie Thurman used the broomstick?
Yes.
Do you remember that story?
Yes.
About sticking the broomstick up.
Shooting over it,
over the broomstick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, Thurman's on the staff. Come on, bring out the broomstick.
I know. It looks like B.J. Young's been practicing shooting over me. It's not working.
No, just direct right over your head.
Not very many shots that get 11 foot off the ground are going
to
go in.
I know. That's what I said to Trey last night. There was one free throw like that, and you make a great point, Jamie. And look, he knows he's got – that's his number one job, is work on his jump shot. Because he has to. Nobody can stay in front of the guy. And look, these are pretty good athletes in the SEC, this just in. This guy has potential to be a pretty special player if he can fix his jump shot, because it's pretty broken right now. But I said to Trey last night, we were sitting there courtside, and I said, how did that free throw go in when it never got higher than the rim? I'm like, I don't even know how that possibly can happen.
It's not scientifically possible.
I know. I did not get a degree in physics. I didn't even get a minor in it. I don't understand that.
It is. It's amazing how many he makes because in spite of his shot.
But, yes, considering one of his free throws got above 9.5 feet, the fact that he made 50% of them is remarkable.
It is. Guys, one more thing about the pro, the hog day up on the hill there. Dennis Johnson, one of my favorite running backs.
Yep.
Way underrated.
Agree.
You know, I think he's going to show out today. I think he'll make it. In the pros, I really do.
I agree with you.
I like
he's kind of a Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yep.
I hope he goes to
Sproles.
I hope he goes to Pro Day PO today, because he got hosed not being invited to the combine.
Oh, yeah, he was snubbed big time.
But look out for DJ.
All right,
I like it.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call.
Guys.
Thanks. Yeah, I think he's a pretty special athlete. We know he's a track guy. The guy can fly. I mean, he's the leading kick returner in school history.
Yeah.
Back when they used to
return
kicks.
One of the best kick returners in SEC history.
He'll be the leading kick returner probably in school history forever, considering the way they've got the kickoff set up now, because the guys aren't returning much.
Yeah.
So he's special, and he catches the ball well out of the backfield. He's had some fumble issues, too, over the years, but I think he's a pretty darn good runner. Plus, he's tough as nails.
No, he is. And you look at a guy in the NFL right now with, like you mentioned, Maurice Jones-Drew, Ray Rice, Darren Sproles. You're looking at guys who are low to the ground, that low center of gravity, strong as an ox, and that's kind of the future of the running back position in the NFL. The big guys, I hate to say it, like the Darren McFadden's of the day. The only one, I think, the exception, of course, is Adrian Peterson, because he's just a freak. But other than that, the low guys who are able to be good third down backs, catch balls out of the backfield, he fits that mold.
I agree. Let me get James in here, and then we'll take a timeout. Hey, James.
Hey, Justin. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Tired a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm okay, though. You know what? Yeah. I'm glad to be back in town.
Right. Nothing beats home, does it?
No, sir.
Hey, listen, I know you're a Mike Anderson fan, and I felt the same way about Nolan Richardson when he first came, but I didn't realize at the time his daughter's situation with his daughter probably kept him from concentrating on basketball. But I am a Nolan Richardson fan. I'm still not sold on Mike Anderson.
Okay.
Okay, did Kevin Stallings not win the SEC tournament last year?
He sure did.
What did he lose off that team?
A lot.
He did. He lost
yes,
a lot.
He did. And then he comes back with a bunch of newcomers this year, and what does he do? He beats Arkansas 2 out of 3.
That's true.
With newcomers.
Yeah, he did it. These kids there are some kids that have experience. I mean, Odom is a really good player. And the thing is, Arkansas, you know, I know a lot of people were surprised by this or disappointed, and I'm disappointed. But Arkansas, let's face facts. They were a 2-point favorite. Arkansas is just not much better than this year's Vanderbilt team.
Right. Well, another point I want to make is 68 teams go to the NCAA tournament, right?
Yes, sir.
32 go to NIT?
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
That's it.
Okay, you tell me Arkansas is not one of the best 100 teams in the country.
There's no question about that, James, but here's the thing. We know this all too often. We see it. The best 68 teams don't go to the NCAA tournament because of all the the conference champions get their way in. They're talking about Middle Tennessee maybe being one of the first four out, which is insane to me. But that's the kind of thing that will keep Arkansas from going to the NIT potentially.
Because Mid-Tennessee would get that big.
And the other thing is how many – here's my thing. If four SEC teams somehow make it into the NCAA tournament, I think there is a very good potential that Arkansas could sneak in, you know, as one of the last ones in. But most people don't think four SEC teams are going to get in.
So, okay, that's all I have.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Take care. And the thing is, that's it, Chris. I mean, because it does impact it. They're only going to take so many teams. It's a league with a pathetic RPI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even – I mean, look, it's not the best – it hasn't been the best basketball league that I can
it's
ever remember.
It's competitive in the conference itself against each other, but outside that.
Yeah, they're like eighth in the RPI, or eighth or ninth or whatever it was nationally. So, I mean, it's not a very well-respected league in the RPI. It's very much a have and have not league this year.
Yeah.
So let's say you get three in. I mean, that still leaves. You're going to have teams like Alabama and Tennessee, teams like, you know, potentially Kentucky if they happen to lose today, maybe Ole Miss. I mean, those are schools they're going to have. They have significantly better resumes than Arkansas, significantly better RPI than Arkansas. And they're not going to just take five SEC teams and stick them in the NIT. That's not
going
to happen.
No, they're not going
to. Maybe in the old NIT when it was strictly a hoe-off and it was all about the money. Now it's much more based on merit, and that's unfortunate for Arkansas this year. It's too bad this didn't happen a few years ago. Steve.
Yeah, Justin, first of all, first time to call the zone. Love the program.
Thank you.
This is in regards to these two kids going pro on the basketball team. I'll give you a comparison, and I know you know this. You remember this. In 1994, when we won the national championship, Scotty and Corliss were both sophomores. They both elected to come back and try to get another one. We ended up in that game, but we lost it. If those guys can play through their junior year, then certainly Powell and Young can come back. Give Coach Anderson a chance with those kids coming back next year and the height we got coming in. Mm-hmm. Give him a chance to have more guys on the bench, more guys to use. B.J. Young going pro when he is a sophomore? I mean, I'm sorry. I know you guys know more about this than I do.
I don't know about
look
that.
Look at what Corliss and Scotty did. They came back.
Yeah, he's got things he needs to work on. I think he would be very well served. Look, he knows he's going to get a chance to showcase his talent playing in Mike Anderson's system. So, do you want to showcase your talent and try to get to the NBA that way, or do you want to do it playing for, you know, for some team in Lithuania? I mean, my thing is he can definitely learn and improve by playing another season in Fayetteville, and I'd love to see him come back because I think he can be very helpful next year. And a lot of people aren't, you know, big fans of B.J. Young's. They're down on him. But, look, the guy's a second-team all-SEC performer.
Right.
And that's not voted on by SEC or by Arkansas media. That's voted on by the SEC. I mean, that's this guy's respected, and maybe you don't see it, and I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about the people listening.
the general public.
Right.
But the people who know and the people who are around it all the time, they see it. So he's obviously doing some things right.
He just regressed in a couple aspects this year. One big one, glaring one, is three-point percentage. He shot 41% as a freshman, down to 22% this past year from three as a guard.
Well, and that's a microcosm of the whole team. I mean, this is the second worst three-point shooting team in the league. I will give Arkansas a game ball and a jockstrap in that regard. They still shot like garbage, 25%, 4 of 16 from three last night, Chris. But they only took 16, which they took in a half the other day in a game. So, you know, I guess there was some upside there. The bottom line is for this team, you needed to get to the free throw line to win the game. They did that, and unfortunately,
they couldn't capitalize.
They stunk it up at the free throw line, too. So, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Steve.
I thought Wally had a great point in his column today. And he basically said, and look, Harry King said this one day, and my former co-host got offended by it. But then eventually, about a month later, he said the exact same thing.
What's that?
As a coach and as a team, all your job to do is offensively is to create opportunities and give your team a chance to have good looks.
Sure.
Okay? You got to knock down shots after that. Well, guess what? At the free throw line, it's always a good look. And Arkansas got plenty of good looks yesterday. They just didn't knock down shots. Guess what? Vanderbilt got a ton of open looks because of some defensive breakdowns by Arkansas, and they did knock down jump shots. Again, a third of their almost half of their points, rather, scored from the three-point line. 36 points out of their 73 scored from beyond the arc, okay? I mean,
that's incredible. They shot lights out.
They did, and that's the thing. Now, they're 75, rather, but a lot of that has to do with Arkansas did not cover up shooters. And they did a good job with ball movement, too. I mean, you know, I thought they were much sharper. I thought they were a little more energetic, much more in the early going. And Arkansas did not force turnovers. They did have a couple nice turnovers that led to buckets early. But, you know, look, 12 turnovers, that's not enough. Arkansas's got to force more turnovers. They did take care of the ball, though, 11 turnovers. They did have 8 in the first half, but they did much better taking care of the ball in the second half, which helped allow them to get back into it. So, anyway, it's a disappointing end of the season, or at least what we think is the end of the season.
Most likely.
Did you see ASU turn down an offer to go to the CBI?
I did not.
Yes.
Really?
John Brady said it wouldn't behoove them to go to the CBI. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said.
I can see him saying that exactly.
If I'm Mike Anderson and I get a CBI bid, I say forget you. Forget you too. But you got to go to the NIT if they get an offer. I just don't know that it's going to come, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know what will come eventually? It's Crazy Mike. He's going to come see us.